1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Oh, say, can you see?
The nation remembers victims of gun violence on this 4th of July. People in Highland Park, Illinois, paid respects to the seven people killed at the annual Independence Day parade there 1 year ago. Mayor Nancy Roddery. Oh,
we don't need the date or the holiday to remind us about what happened. We live with it every day. Even as the world moves on, the loss and the pain will never leave us.
They observed a moment of silence marking the exact moment the first shot was fired. There was new violence elsewhere. Police in Fort Worth, Texas say three people were killed, eight injured after an annual festival on the city's southwest side. KTVT's Nick Starling.
This shooting happened shortly before midnight in a parking lot where there was some sort of gathering for the 4th of July. Some victims were transported to the hospital by ambulance, others by a private vehicle to multiple hospitals. Police tell us they believe 10 victims are adults and one is a juvenile.
So far, no arrests announced. Police in Philadelphia say a shooter appeared ready for a gunfight after five people were killed, two children injured in a blocks-long shooting spree.
The 40-year-old suspect was arrested and police say he fired his gun at them during a foot pursuit. When they cornered him, they found an AR-style rifle, a handgun, a police scanner, and several magazines, as well as a bulletproof vest on him. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw.
We're canvassing in the area to get as much as we can to identify witnesses and do everything that we can to figure out the why.
A 2-year-old and a 13-year-old were both injured, but they are now in stable condition at the hospital. Connor Barkon for CBS News, Philadelphia.
President Biden issued a statement today saying he and the First Lady pray for the day when communities will be free from gun violence. Overseas, the Kremlin says U.S. and Russian officials have discussed a potential prisoner swap that would include detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. Spokesman says discussions will continue to be carried out in complete silence. Gershkovich was detained in March on alleged spying charges. Roger Federer was back at center court at Wimbledon today, not as a player, but as a guest of honor.
Please welcome to the royal box, Roger Federer.
A standing ovation for a player as revered for his style and grace as for his record-setting career. Kate, the Princess of Wales, among those applauding Federer, who won eight of his 20 Grand Slam singles titles at Wimbledon. In a highlights film, Federer was seen saying he looked forward to the day he could just sit and watch Wimbledon with a cup of tea, and now he can. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Markets are closed for the 4th of July holiday. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Red, white, and dew savings are happening now at the Home Depot. Prep for all the summer guests and gatherings with up to 60% off select patio sets now at the Home Depot. Shop and save on a wide variety of sets and styles to find what suits your patio best for another season of hosting with the most. Find the perfect pieces for your space with up to 60% off select patio sets. So sit back and relax into red, white, and dew savings happening now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I'm James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Brothers and Sons. Brothers and Sons is a brand that is just a guy who loves the outdoors, really playing up the comfort in the touch of fabrics and then just making sure it has that durability. We are creating uniqueness and opportunities with design and fabrics and function. Brothers and Sons, only at Boot Barn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 90. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 69. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 77. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II, She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Johnny Cash kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show on this 4th of July weekend. Glad you could join us. Got some great patriotic tunes coming your way today. And also absolutely good best in polkas and waltzes, too. You betcha, right here. We're going to start things out right now with David Austin and a tune entitled March On.
Thank you. ticket for an airplane. Said I ain't got time to take no fast lane. Oh, lonely days are down, I'm coming home. Oh, my baby should blow me a letter.
And with that, we're going to take a little break here at the Polka Party, and we'll be back with interesting little story that Red Skelton had announced on television years back. So stick around for that coming your way right after these messages.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game. It's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, old glory, a symbol of freedom, wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the pledge of allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere, we the people here don't want a war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what you read is made of lies. But speaking one to one, ain't it everybody's son to wake to in the morning when we rise? Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Brother Solzhenitsyn, are you busy? If not, won't you drop this friend a line? Tell me if the man who is plowing up your land has got the war machine upon his mind. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill.
people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war.
Now no doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers and kings. So let's all build them shells where they can fight among themselves. Leave the people be who love to sing. Come and sing a simple song of freedom.
Freedom.
Sing it like you've never sung before.
Freedom.
Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. I said let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war.
Kevin Spacey, and he did the motion picture of Bobby Darin's life, and Bobby Darin had written that tune. I'm not sure if it actually got onto a record or not, but that was just about towards the end of his life, and that was when he was trying to turn things around in the music and try and find his way again. Good stuff. I like that. We're going to continue now with a tune entitled You're My Treasure.
Thank you. appetite. This here guy's falling for her. No southern drawl or how do you all? Only my cherie. The way she walks, her looks and talk is enough to drive you. Ooh la la, ooh la la, the way she looks and walks. Ooh la la, even likes the way she talks. She has a certain style, Parisian kind of smile. It seems to say, come get me, take me, ooh la la. Wine. Ooh la 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 la. Okay, so sweet, my bon appetit. This here guy's falling for her. No southern drawl or howdy you all. Only my cherie. The way she walks, her looks and talk is enough to drive you. She looks and walks. Ooh la la, even likes the way she talks. She has a certain style, Parisian kind of smile. It seems to say, come get me, take me, ooh la la. If I had, I can't remember when. I'll never be the same. Don't even know her name. I guess I'll call my Cajun polka queen. Ooh la la.
Hey, that's the Jump River Polka, Steve Meisner on the Button Box. And with that, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show here on a 4th of July weekend. Glad you could join us. I hope you have a safe and happy holiday, and drive careful wherever you're going, and be careful with the fireworks. We don't want you getting burnt up. So from all of us here, we'll be right back. And John Wayne is coming your way here.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Join the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department for their 76th annual celebration and street dance on Saturday, July 8th at 1559 Main Street in downtown Rudolph. There will be activities for the kids and plenty of food trucks and other refreshments. The parade begins at 3:30 p.m. and the street dance begins at 5 p.m. when Southbound takes the stage. Don't forget to stick around for the fireworks at dusk presented by the Braddock Company. Help celebrate 76 years of community service with the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department Saturday, July 8th at 1559 Main Street in downtown Rudolph. Don't miss it.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth's rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes to the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg in our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore and thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast at the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
John Wayne and America, Why Do I Love Her? And he had recorded a whole album, which I didn't know until I came across it from a friend of mine. And Greg Drust, he's got them all, yeah. Here's Kate Smith.
From the mountains
providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Well, our time is gone here quite quickly here at the Polka Party, along with the great tunes we're playing. I'm going to play a couple of Sousa marches right now, and that'll close our program out. So from all of us here at WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From historic Witterfield on this 4th of July afternoon, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters host the Madison Mallards to kick off the second half, in the Northwoods League. Good afternoon, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters, it was a game for them yesterday where they had the opportunity to clinch a playoff berth, but they fell to the Oxbiters 6-2 in a game which they just really couldn't get much going on the offensive side. They were held to only a couple hits. They had about four of them, so you look at it, it was a game that was frustrated around here, but it's a new opportunity for the Rafters. The second season has officially begun today, and what a way for it to start on this 4th of July day. It's a hot day here in Wisconsin Rapids. Fans are out, and they're in attendance in their USA gear and also the Rafters gear as well. So we look at the Rafters and the Mallards. We get into this matchup. The Rafters just took down the Mallards. They swept them a couple days ago. They won the first game 10-3 and the second game 3-0. So they absolutely dominated the Mallards. So they're a team right now, Madison, that's really struggling. They went 15-18 in the first half. They lost their past six straight. The Rafters own this series with Madison, obviously 3-1, winning the past three. They've outscored Madison 27-11 in those games. So the Rafters right now own the series with the Mallards, and they're going to look to do that once again today. But we take it back to around June the 4th. Madison took down the Rafters here. They dominated them 8-5 in a game which they allowed a lot of hits. Madison got going early and didn't look back. So that was the last time Madison won here, was early in June. But a month later here in Wisconsin Rapids here at Witterfield, the Rafters have a little bit changed since then, obviously winning three games in a row. But right now, you know, they look at it and they're going to just start the second season. They start the second half, of the Northwoods League season on a right foot. You know, that's the goal after last night, in which it was just a disappointing night. And now tonight, the Rafters are going with Hayden Cody on the mound, Hogan Haligso at catcher, Jack Gervich. He'll be back in the lineup at first. Chris Conniff at second. Jorge Degatti at third. And a new face, David Rivera at shortstop, the Hope International native from Long Beach, California. So he'll get the shortstop, and he's just signed a contract not too long ago, and he's been thrown into the starting lineup today. He'll be batting second, so he's a guy that we're excited to see, and a familiar new face. So Rivera's a new face. We have a couple other pitchers as well. Bryson Parrish, he's a new face at the University of North Alabama, and Jack Bockmore out of the University of Lynchburg, and he's an Alexandria, Virginia native. So possibly we could see him or Parrish today, depending on how this game goes. Rivera at shortstop, Harrison Didowick at left field. He pinch hit yesterday late in that game, but he's back in the starting lineup tonight. Ty Johnson at center, and Brendan Bobo at right field. As for the Mallards, Luke Reed gets the start on the mound for them, a 1-0 record. He has 9 strikeouts, 7 of those came against Green Bay back on June the 23rd. So he's been good so far. We look at it, he's been a guy that they're going to look to get going here early, because he can throw strikes. Out of Eastern Kentucky and a Louisville, Kentucky native, he's appeared in three games. He's allowed only one hit. No runs in 9 strikeouts, so definitely a guy to watch out for. He's a talented arm. Kenyon Brown at the catcher's role. Owen Jackson at first. Davis Hamilton at second. Keenan Taylor at third. And Keenan Taylor out of the Purdue University and a Westfield, Indiana native. So definitely a guy that has a lot of talent. So slotted in at that 5 role. And Cal Fisher, a high school senior entering his freshman year at Florida State. So a Seminole from Deerfield, Wisconsin, batting a 154 at the shortstop role. Jake Holcroft back at left. Isaiah Jackson at center. And Jack Tucker at right out of St. John's. He was a guy that hit a home run in the first game against the Rafters. He had a solo shot to left center. But the Mallards right now, you know, looking about them, just they've really struggled. They've lost their past 6. And, you know, talking with the staff and coaching, it hasn't really been their hitting. It hasn't been their pitching. And that was really the big thing coming in, was their pitching questionable. But this in last 6 games, it's really been their hitting. They just have not gotten a lot of hits. And so for them, it's a big thing. So if they can get the hits going and put their pitching well, the Mallards will put a good game against the Rafters. Rafters right now just disappointed after last night's loss, but you got a brand new second half of the season to start fresh. So that's the whole thing right now. Everybody starts fresh because Green Bay has clinched the playoffs. Rafters obviously fall second in the division, but overall they're 20-15. Madison's 15-18. They were 15-12 at one point in the season. They were pushing for the top in the Great Lakes West. They were about a game back, and then the wheels slowly started to come off here in the past couple games. So for them, it's a big thing of getting back on the right foot. For the Rafters, it's just continuing to play well, because after last night, you can't look at last night dictating how the whole first half of the season went. It was a season of up and downs in the first half, but you know, they started 2-5. They finished 20-15. That's a really good record given on what has happened. They went 18-10 in their past 28 games. So look at that and say, okay, well, this team, they have a lot of talent. They're just going to have to put it together here in the second half, because if they can stay consistent, we've seen this team go on win streaks. Their 5-game win streak ended last night. So, yeah, I mean, it's a big thing for them. So we're going to find out here how they get going just coming up. First pitch in about 8 minutes here on WFHR. We'll step aside.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Back here inside Witter Field as head manager Kirk Schreider down there with the umpire crew, as is manager Donnie Scott for the Mallards in his 11th season, Kirk Schreider in his third. So meeting right now down in the home plate side and discussing Mallards